Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Wednesday, July 31st. Thank you for joining me. Those of you doing your own decodes at home, and I do recommend doing your own decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites. Qmap.pub, QAnon.pub are a couple of them. If you have an Android phone and you'd like to get notifications, there are a couple of options in the Play Store. Qmap app, Qalerts app, both the light and the full version. If you have an iPhone, you can get the Get Pushed app and look for the QAnon notifications. All right, my theme for this broadcast is Red. Q's recent mention of Red in one of the stringers in a post on Patriots Fight is going to bring up some old posts, so we're going to look at those in this broadcast. You may have noticed that since Robert Mueller's testimony, the president has taken a more aggressive stance toward his enemies. I've certainly noticed that. The president knows of their corruption, but he hasn't been able to openly point it out or have it prosecuted until the Mueller investigation was over. If the president took action against corrupt people while he was going through the Mueller investigation, the media and Congress would have accused him of retaliation and obstruction. So he had to submit to the Mueller investigation while the prosecution of their crimes had to be put on hold. But now that the Mueller investigation is over, Mueller has testified before Congress that blockade has been removed, and I believe we're entering the justice phase of Trump's presidency. I think we can expect him to be more open about corrupt public figures, and we've recently seen him making statements basically insinuating that former President Obama's book deal needs to be looked into, Hillary Clinton and the foundation need to be looked into, and he's been going after Elijah Cummings. So I think the reason we're seeing him pointing these people out is he's, I think we're going into the justice phase, and I think we're going to see some prosecutions relatively quickly. And that is what Q has been hinting at. All right, so let's go into an older post from Q. This is actually from November 14th of 2017, 2 weeks after Q began posting. Coded message, conf D-TT, we have underscore and an up arrow, an underscore, and a V891 underscore 0600 underscore yes. Green underscore green 1 underscore 0600, bunker apple yellow sky, brackets, three dots, plus one, yes, Godspeed Q. Okay, what the heck does that mean? Well, nobody really knew what this post meant at the time. Now, this was posted on November 14th of 2017. A week later, November 21st, when none of the Anons had been able to figure out what this post meant, Q reposted it and said, expand your thinking, Captain Mike Green. All right, Mike Green was the reference to Green in this stringer. Bunker Apple Yellow Sky is also relevant. There was a confirmation of yes. There was an operation that was going on that was given the green light. And I don't have time to explain this entire decode in my first Q book that is coming out soon as Denise and I get this book put together. I have an entire chapter on the Bunker Apple Yellow Sky decode. It's fairly long, and it's involved. It's a lot more than I can do in a broadcast here. But I pointed this out, and Q said yes. Who countered? Do you believe in coincidences? Learn how to read the map, Q. So Q is giving Anons instructions and hints on how to decode these stringers. Now, the very next post by Q, same day, what was posted prior to the stringer, what keywords were within the stringer, why would keywords be left in the stringer, future, shows past, learn to read the map, everything is meaning everything. All right. So some people have taken Q's posts and they say, well, if everything has meaning, then we just need to look at every post and use some form of some system to assign meaning to everything. Now, there are people out there who use gematria, and they use a lot of different ways to arrive at a meaning. I don't know how useful those are. I don't use them. I haven't found them useful myself. But some people like to use different methods. I don't know if Q necessarily meant that everything he posts has meaning to us. I think there are some posts that are meant for operators that Q is working with and probably don't have much meaning for us. However, there are some of these stringers, some of these posts, that clearly do have, they look like they're coded messages for maybe for operators. But Q then asks the Anons, hey, expand your thinking. Dig into this. What's going on? I need you to decode this. So Q begins asking questions. All right. Let's see. As I said, the full decode of the Bunker Apple Yellow Sky is too long for me to do here. Like I said, it'll be a chapter in my first book, and that'll be coming out eventually. I don't have a release date on the first book. However, I did want to say a couple of things. So last night, this was posted yesterday. It would have been the night of the 29th, just before midnight Arizona time. Okay. So when you're taking screen caps, always try to reference the president's tweets and posts from Q in your local time zone. I always try to take screen caps from the board on 8chan because it always displays these posts in my time zone, and I can compare them with the president's tweets. If I take them right off Twitter, they're also in my time zone. So I'm comparing apples to apples. All right, so Q posted this on Patriots Fight. Patriots Fight board is a board that is exclusive for Q. Anons cannot respond to Q's posts on Patriots Fight. You can tell a post is on Patriots Fight if it has a three-digit number. And over here in the right-hand corner on these posts, you can see number is 472. Posts on the research board typically have six or seven digits. And those are the ones that the Anons can respond to. Q sometimes removes posts on Patriots Fight for various reasons. Okay, so this post appeared on Monday night, today's Wednesday, just before midnight. Placeholder, in brackets, D-class, exculpatory evidence, in brackets, illegal hold, non-report, FISA T serve. Okay, so my decode of that would be the soon declassification of the transcript of a conversation George Papadopoulos had, which was submitted to the FISA court to obtain a warrant to spy on Carter Page and the Trump campaign. But the FBI illegally omitted exculpatory evidence. It didn't let the FISA court know all the information regarding that conversation. Now, I've covered the placeholder posts in other videos. If you'd like, you can check them out. You can just go to the Patriots Fight board, click on any of these links, and you'll go there. Or you can check this out. There's a lot of different placeholders. But want to move along here. So right after I posted this last night, I was building this thread, George Papadopoulos tweets out, transcripts are out tomorrow, the first demonstrable proof to show that not only did we not collude, but the whole world was against us and Donald Trump. Still won 2016. When it's all said and done, the story will be of a global effort to take us down that backfired big time. Now, as of this time right now, the transcripts have not come out yet. And people are already getting impatient. Where are the transcripts? Where is the D-class? Well, people need to wait. They will come out at the right time. All right, so sometimes people ask me, what is this placeholder thing? What is a placeholder? Well, a placeholder is simply a message from Q that holds the place or acts as a reminder or maybe a predictor, you could think of it, of future posts that are going to come that have to do with the subject of the placeholder. So it's just a reminder or a predictor of things that are going to, we're going to be hearing about in the future. All right. Now, just to make note, the number on this post was 472. I'm pointing this out for a reason. All right, the next post in this series is 473. However, if you go to any of the queue, most of the queue sites that aggregate posts, you're not going to find 473. It's not there. It was deleted. All right. Queue posted this briefly, so and then removed it, and removed it so quickly, most of the sites that aggregate queues post did not pick it up. So you can't find it on a whole lot of sites. I think this website, Queue Posts Online, I think they actually snagged. It has this post, 473. The interesting thing is, if it has a screen cap function. If you go and hit the screen cap function on this website, queueposts.online, it gives you a screen cap for a different post. Actually, I think it gives you the screen cap for the one above it, this one up here. Anyway, back to what I was doing. So this post was posted by Q briefly, and then it was removed from the board on Patriots Fight. However, I went and I took this data from the website and I built the post. That's what I have to do. When these posts get deleted, in order to display them so people can see them, I have to just recreate the post. So I just take a stock, one of these images, and I put in all the data and recreate it so that you can see it. Now, again, time is just before midnight. Package D-G route underscore REL underscore 29182 underscore Y. We have a time, a clock time, plus 4, clock 0000, plus 4, plus 3, plus 2. Looks like a countdown. What is package D-G? I don't know. I don't know exactly, but what if, this is a guess, didn't Q tell us that Nunez, Devin Nunez, D, received a special package from Barr? This is on the 25th. What if D stands for Devin Nunez? And what if this is a countdown? Plus 4, plus 3, plus 2. This is posted on the 29th. The 30th would be plus 1. The 1st of August would be 0 day, possibly. Like I said, I don't know exactly what this post means, but I think it has relevance. So we need to just hang on to this and consider it along with everything else. Now, the next post on Patriots Fight is 474, hot underscore hot 8 underscore hot 9 underscore red underscore y underscore underscore freedom underscore mark 1 through 99 underscore y pc underscore sig d conf underscore net brackets w1. Now, what the heck does any of that mean? Well, once again, I don't know exactly what this is talking about. However, Q has recently mentioned that August is a very hot month. All right, August is the 8th month, and September is the 9th month. And I suspect that this has something to do with an operation that is going to be going live in August and September. I think it has to do with Red Red. It has to do with Freedom. Mark 1 through 99. Now, someone sent me a message the other day who said 1 through 99 is a, in his line of work, signifies something that is all-inclusive. As in like a law firm that takes all kinds of legal cases, all-inclusive, 1 through 99, to in there, what this person does, it means all-inclusive. So is that what Q is referring to? I don't know. We see 1 through 99 a lot with class 1 through 99. This notice here is a Y. I think Y means yes, but I could be wrong. PC, SIG, D. All right, I don't know what these mean exactly. But I think if we decode red, red, we'll have some idea about what this post means. Now, Q has, back in December, if you go back on the board, December 5th, 2017, you're going to find out a lot of discussion about red, red. This is a red cross. There's red in a vertical alignment and there's red in a horizontal alignment. Now, the Anons figured out, okay, we're talking about red cross here. And red underscore red signifies red cross. So Q has recently been talking about the red cross, bringing it up for a reason. So I think this stringer has something to do with an operation that involves a red cross that is going to be going operational, I think, August and September. That's my guess. And that's to do with freedom of people that are being not treated so well by the Red Cross. We'll get into that here in just a second. So it's just going back to that particular post. And if you look at the articles that are available, even in the mainstream media, I just did a search, Red Cross problems. This is an article from Slate. Don't give $20 to the Red Cross. We need a new kind of humanitarian aid. This one, USA Today, as hurricane needs swell, some suggest steering clear of the Red Cross. This one is from Vox. We shouldn't reflexively send $10 to the Red Cross. A veteran reporter on why you shouldn't give money to the Red Cross after a disaster. And then this one is from NPR. Red Cross executives don't know what portion of donations went to, I think this is Hurricane Harvey victims. So there's lots of information out there about problems with the Red Cross. Q on the 30th, so this was yesterday, published 4 links, 3 documents, and an article by NPR. And Q said, the more you know, MSM coverage. When you control the media, you control public opinion. So Q's applying here is, when the mainstream media does cover the Red Cross, they don't really do a deep dive into what's going on. They kind of say, yeah, well, there's some questions. Yeah, we don't really know where all the money's going. But they don't really expose fully what's going on. And I think we're going to get full exposure soon on the Red Cross. First document Q gave us a link to points to a review of the finances of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, Geneva. It is a very, very long document, very detailed analysis of their financials. And I can't give you a full breakdown of that. It's very in depth. The second link is to a Chuck Grassley notification. This is May 21st, 2019. Chuck Grassley, Bernie Thompson, introduced legislation to give congressional watchdog arm complete access to the American Red Cross records for oversight purposes. Chuck Grassley has been having a lot of problems getting transparency in the Red Cross and their finances. They are a government chartered organization, so Congress does have oversight over them, but they have been having a lot of problems with transparency. Chuck Grassley has. The third link is a letter from Grassley to members of Senate Judiciary and the Senate Finance Committee. This is a 300 plus page letter from Grassley outlining his findings regarding the way American Red Cross spends money and problems that he's seen with transparency. All right, and the fourth link that Q posted is to this NPR article, Red Cross spent 25% of Haiti donations on internal executive salaries. And again, we're talking about a lack of transparency. Even what they actually spent is not really known. They're either not accounting for the money very well or they're not being transparent in their reporting. Okay. So, next post by Q. Like I said, I think we're going to be getting more information on the Red Cross coming up in the coming months. All right, so Q gave us some more information on this first placeholder that he posted up there tonight, the one about D-class exculpatory evidence, FISA T surveillance. Q told us T equals targets, plural, targeted, people targeted. Watch the news this week, Q. So FISA targeted surveillance. Q has been telling us for a long time, people like Paul Manafort, Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, General Flynn were all targets for surveillance by the Obama administration, that they were targeted and spied on illegally. And we're going to be getting information about that this week. Now we just need to, I think, just wait. If we don't get what we're looking for today, just wait. It'll come out tomorrow or or maybe Wednesday, or maybe next week. Got to be patient. All right. So Q posted this morning. Nope, it was last night. 24-hour warning, be vigilant, see something, say something, know your surroundings at all times. Q. There have been some incidents today. There was just a shooting in California. An armed gunman is apparently going around shooting people. It's in some place in California. And there are other incidents going on. I don't know specifically what Q is alerting us to, but there's your warning. All right, I had an interesting dream last night. So in the dream, someone, I knew their name in the dream, but I didn't recognize that person as someone that I would have known. They wrote a series of statements or reports that refuted many of the things that James Comey had been saying about the Trump-Russia investigation. All right, that was my dream. I woke up from this morning, so I wrote it down. And then I'm putting this thread together, and this news story comes out. This is Washington Examiner. It is being reported that James Comey was still writing his contemporaneous memos about a month after he left the FBI. So we knew that because back in April, Q told us Comey's memos are fake. They were guided by Loretta Lynch, LL, plus three people who are unnamed. Think special counsel, all written at the same time. So Q has suggested that Comey actually wrote all these memos at the same time at the direction of Loretta Lynch, and it was all in an effort to appoint a special counsel to take down President Trump. And Anon posted a video that seems to show containers full of money that are marked with Red Cross insignias. Here's the video. You can see all these stacked up metal boxes with Red Cross insignias on, and they are full of money. At least this one is full of money, and supposedly these are all full of money too. Don't know where this is. I really haven't done a deep dive into that, but Q reposted the Anon's post and said, unrelated but worth noting, Q. I'm not gonna go too much into that because Q said it is unrelated. All right, we have a link from the Guardian article that about secret texts between Andrew McCabe and his counterpart in the UK, Jeremy Fleming, who was with MI5, but he is now the head of GCHQ, which is actually the NSA's equivalent in the UK, that they were texting about their issues, McCabe's concerns about Trump and Russia. Their exchanges offer new insights into the start of the FBI's Russia investigation and how British intelligence appears to have played a key role in the early stages. Yes, they do. We know that. Q's been telling us for a long time that British intel had been funneling information to the CIA through Brennan and over to the FBI. And that story just broke right before George Papadopoulos tweeted about the transcripts coming out tomorrow, the first proof to show that that he did not, they did not collude, the Trump campaign did not collude. All right, so Q posted a link to Papadopoulos' tweet and said, see the Guardian article. How do you get ahead of a story? Coincidence, Q. Not a coincidence. Guardian and mainstream media knows that there are things that are going to be declassified that are going to cause us all to question the official FBI narrative regarding the start of the Russia investigation. So they are now putting out information that they probably had for a while, but it wasn't in their best interest to put that information out. All right. Yesterday at 9:41 a.m. Arizona time, the president tweeted about passing a voter ID law. In the tweet, the president tagged the account at voter ID, please. We should immediately pass voter ID at voter ID, please, to inspire the safety and sanctity of our voting system. Also, paper ballots as a backup. Old fashioned, but true. Thank you. All right. So, Q, less than an hour later, about 40 minutes later, Q posted this. Not the first time, not the last time. Reread past drops regarding voter ID. Nice of CJ Truth to do a thread on all the past Q drops about voter ID that Q has posted. Now, one of the Anons took a screenshot of the president's tweet and a screenshot of that account, voter ID, please, and compared them here and said it might be a notable. The president linked directly to this account's page. It was not a retweet or even a tweet of that person's post. It was, he used the at for their ID on their page. So Q reposted that graphic. Now, our friend Enoch on Twitter tweeted a graphic showing Q's posts from December of 2018 saying that the president was going to push for voter ID in 2019 to secure the 2020 election. There's his tweet. Here's the graphic. You can see this is December 12th. Let me see if I can make this a little bit bigger. You can see December 12th up here. There is a question by one of the Anons. Will voter fraud be exposed before January? Okay, this is, he was asking about January 2019. Q said no. 2019 would be a push for voter ID based on verifiable intel to prevent voter fraud so that 2020 will be safeguarded. All right, so Q was telling the Anons, and this is during a question and answer session, that they would not necessarily expose voter fraud. They're going to push for voter ID. That was the president's plan. So then the president tweets out, must immediately pass voter ID, tweets this account voter ID, which is an account that follows Q. All right, that caused a bit of a storm. They actually have Where We Go One, We Go All on their Twitter page. All right, so Q responded to Enoch and said, time travel is fun, or Q. Well, there are only so many ways Q could correctly predict future events related to the president. One of them is time travel. The other one, the other possibility, is that Q is close enough to the president to get information directly from him, things over which he has direct control. Q confirmed that was how it works in last December's question and answer. Anon asked, how do you know the future? Q said, control. President is in control of a lot of things, and Q is tightly connected to the president. Actually, the president sometimes posts. Q plus. All right. A lot of people have been wondering if there's a long-term plan in place for after Donald Trump's time in the White House. There is. One of the Anons asked, is there a plan in place after Trump? Q said, yes. I don't know what that plan is, but there is a plan. And trust a plan, right? All right. I took a screenshot of all the questions from the question and answer session. It's kind of interesting. If you want to do this, you can just go back on any of the Q websites and look at December 12th and you'll see all the questions and that the Anons asked and the answers that Q gave. As an example, what about Snowden? Q said negotiating for return, traitor, mission to harm NSA. One of the Anons asked, is Seth Rich alive? Q said no. An Anon asked, is JFK Jr. alive? Q said no. So there's just a lot of question and answers here. And if you want to go back and check those out, you can. All right. Q reposted a previous post and warned us to expect another push of the narrative that voter ID laws are intended to suppress minority vote. Prepare for voter ID equals voter suppression of minority vote. Reposted the old drop. And we're already kind of seeing that because as soon as the president tweeted out that he thinks we should have voter ID laws, the narrative is being pushed by the mainstream media. And that's included in this article by The Hill, which an Anon posted a screenshot of. Just in, Trump tags QAnon account and calling for voter ID law. And, right, so there's been a lot of articles actually in the last 24 hours about that, about Trump tagging a QAnon conspiracy account in, on his Twitter page. So Q responded to that. Trump has periodically called for stricter voter ID laws, which advocates warn could restrict ballot access in low-income communities, students, and people of color. Q said like clockwork, ID is required when. Sheep follow the most absurd arguments. D party, voter corruption on display. These are all some of the reasons why you would need to show an ID to purchase alcohol, purchase cigarettes, open a bank account, apply for food stamps, welfare, Medicaid, Social Security, apply for a job, apply for a mortgage, unemployment, hunting license, fishing license, to buy a house, rent a condo, drive a car, rent a car, buy a car, register a car, rent a hotel or motel room, buy an M-rated video game, boarding an airplane, getting married, purchase a gun. But you don't need an ID to vote. How stupid is that? So moving along, and Anon posted the text of an article quoting the president and his view that China is waiting to pull the trigger on a trade deal, hoping a Democrat will win the White House in 2020, maybe Joe Biden, and then China would get a sweet deal from whoever the Democrat is. The president has warned China, the longer they wait, the worse their trade deal is going to be if he even decides to make one. So this is happening right now. Lighthizer and Steve Mnuchin are currently negotiating with their Chinese counterparts. Q responded, news unlocks, 5x5, Q. So Q had previously said that China was monitoring the Mueller hearing, analyzing the likelihood that Trump would be reelected in 2020. Maybe China taking steps to harm President, his chances in 2020, secure communications with Democrat candidates running for president to reinstitute the U.S. piggy bank policy. And we're seeing that played out here. So Q is kind of suggesting this is a future proves past. All right. Victoria Gates on Twitter posted a list of things you need an ID for, but not to vote. She got Q'd. Q said, logical question. At Battleborn Thumb was Q'd for asking, why does the Red Cross have all this money? Where is it going? It's that video of all those boxes full of money. Q said, logical question. All right. Then we're going to go to back to these posts on Patriots Fight. So this post 473, the one that has package DG, okay, and then the countdown. We have the clock time 000 with 432 in descending order. There was another post, or that's 473, this is 475. This is another post that Q put up on Patriots Fight and then quickly took it down. And again, it's not displaying on most of the websites that host Q posts are not showing this post. So in the first line, we have the number 3 in parentheses. Below that, to the left, we have a D-G. Below that, to the right, we have 1 to 2 H. And below that, to the far left, we have insert key. Now, what the heck does that mean? Well, I don't know. I find it interesting, though, that it has D-G, which is also in this post, D-G. So I think these two posts are related. I don't know what this is about, except I will say this. If these posts are encrypted, the question then is, how do you decrypt a coded message? You insert the decryption key. So I'm wondering, and I'm thinking that at some point, these posts are going to be decrypted, and the meaning is going to be made plain, understandable. I don't know at this time what they mean, I'll be honest, but worth thinking about. All right, so Devin Nunez posted a tweet, hunting for chupacabras, circa 2001. It's a picture from hunting. Q posted a link to Nunez's tweet, targets may be closer than they appear, hunters become the hunted, Q. All right, Q then posted this meme. It's a picture with Hillary Clinton has a fly on her eyebrow and Barack Obama has a fly just above his lip. He sent among them swarms of flies, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. Psalm 78:45, and we have Pepe. All right, Q's having fun. Q actually linked to a tweet by Pope Francis. Pope Francis tweeted out, Let us pray that the Lord will free the victims of human trafficking and help us to respond actively to the cry for help for of so many of our brothers and sisters who are deprived of their dignity and freedom. Hashtag end human trafficking. Well, that's actually a very good prayer. However, Q has been suggesting that Pope Francis is a bit of a hypocrite and that he's been covering up a lot of sexual abuse scandals. And that is all going to be exposed. Q put that link there and then wrote Godfather 3. It's going to be biblical, Q. Godfather 3 is a reference to the takedown of corruption that is connected to the Catholic Church and some other entities. There's some money laundering going on there and likely human trafficking and other things. That's all going to be exposed as we move forward. All right, Patriots, that gets us caught up to Q. Thank you for waiting for me to get my broadcast out there. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Denise and I in prayer. Love you all. I will catch you on the next broadcast.